Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everybody. We got a really good show today. You guys are listening to Uplifting Communities Talk Show, and we presenting Bob Buss. And I'm telling you, these young ladies right here, they are doing some positive things in the community. And I'm just as excited as the audience, because you guys going to hear some amazing stuff. And also, we got a gentleman on here, Mr. Harris Walker. I'm talking about the man from Sacramento that is doing so much positive things. Also, he going to be our guest speaker. And I don't want to go any farther, okay, because I want to listen to that show. All right, so with that said, I'm going to go ahead on and turn it over to the founder of Bob Buss, Ms. Phyllis. Go ahead on, Ms. Phyllis.
Well, thank you so much, Mr. John L. Brown. And it is just wonderful to be back on your show, Uplifting Communities. Thank you for giving us the platform for Build Our Businesses, Bob Buss. This is where we can connect to our businesses so that we can support our businesses. But I have to say this one is very exciting because we have Mr. Harris Walker, who is doing so much in the community. It is just amazing. This man is nonstop in the community. But before we get him on, I have to give Ms. Earlene Gray an opportunity to say hello to all of you listeners out there. Ms. Earlene Gray?
Hello, everyone. Hello, hello, hello. This is Earlene Gray, Chief Communications Officer of Build Our Businesses, and I'm so excited for today's show. We are just ready and fired up, and we're excited to hear from our guest, Mr. Harris Walker, who is going to hit us with some explosive fire information and amazing things that he's doing in the community. And I'm excited. I'm ready.
I'm ready.
Let's
too.
Go.
Oh, my God. I know. With all that shit, I know. I can't wait. I have been waiting for this day because we have our own television station on Roku now. This is all because of Mr. Harris Walker. We have Cans for Kids so that he can help our youth. We have HHF Foundation that's helping the homeless. This guy right here is doing it all selflessly. This is a walker. He's not a talker. Everybody get ready, get fired up, because I would like to introduce you to the illustrious Mr. Harris Walker of Hand in Hand Foundation. Mr. Walker, take it away.
Wow, with that introduction, I don't know. Maybe I should run and hide. I was like, I want to talk to this guy myself. Shoot, who is this stage mask man?
That's because you're so humble. You're so humble.
Yeah, I was getting excited. I was like, oh, that's me. Oh, okay. How's everybody doing?
Amazing.
I'm so glad to have this day so we get to talk about what's real and the things that people don't see that's coming. So I don't even know where to start. Where should I start? Let's talk about hand in hand.
Your family.
Say it again.
Well, let's talk about what the TV show. Let's talk about it. You know, you are actually the ideal and the brains behind everything. And you actually opened us up and offered us an opportunity to be a part of something that's bigger than ourselves and actually give a platform to a lot of business owners and entrepreneurs, as well as community leaders and people who are doing amazing things in the community. Me and you have actually passed around a lot of great ideals, and I would like to hear about that and how the whole thing got started. And what are you looking for? You know, where are you looking to take this, the television segment? What are you looking to do with it?
Yeah, let's talk about IMTV, because that is the baby, one of the babies right now. IMTV is as a platform. We wanted to build a platform, a video and radio platform. We'll be working on that too, to have a place that we can put our content without having to worry about somebody saying, no, your content's not good enough, because just because they don't like it, when you got 328 million Americans with different opinions. So just because one person says, oh, we don't think it's good enough, that doesn't mean you can't earn it and other people wouldn't like it. So I didn't think it was fair. And have been in entertainment business at a younger age, and in the older age as more management and so on, helping artists. I wanted to create something that would be fair to all, where they can earn and not be limited, like, let's say, YouTube, where you're only limited to 0.1 cent per view, when you can earn off your advertising, your own advertising, and learn this industry, because this is where we're going. The old TV, all the old stuff is going out the window. We have new technology. We have access to do things that we couldn't have done 10, 15 years ago. And so we need to embrace this technology, but we also have to be careful with technology, because it can replace people. And that's one of the things that it will eventually do. But so we need to have venues that and things created that's for the people, that keep people living and working. Because when we get too far out of balance, this whole system will crash. So to prevent the system from crashing, we spread the money around. So that's the part, that's one of the main keys of Hand in Hands programs. Everything is really about building for you in the future, and to prevent the things that I see that are coming and have came. So I'm right now about 98% right. And the way to get out of this and change it and make a better future, so we have to diversify some things. We don't have to diversify every big business, but we can all have a business that will bring in enough income. There's enough money to go around for everybody. Trust me, it's just being hoarded by the bigger companies. So now with Bob's Bus, with Build Your Own Businesses, that's what it's really about. You need to have multiple streams of income. Even if you have another job, a side hustle, if you want to call it, it's a business. Hustle doesn't mean you're doing anything illegal. It means you're just on the grind. All right. So to have a side business that may bring in, even if it brought in an extra, say, $500 a month, that's an extra $6,000 a year to help you to live. So we have to look at diversifying businesses. We have to help people and have platforms that are really interested in helping you to become, to accomplish your dreams, and really want to see you accomplish those good dreams, not, oh, we're just going to make money off this person, and when we're tired of them, we throw them away and grab. So, because there's always somebody waiting in line. That attitude has to change. Everybody needs a fair shot, and you can't do it by yourself. So, with Bob's Bus being a part of my plan of gathering the business minds and business peoples and forming them into a cohesive unit that supports and works with together, we create a economic circle, and through that economic circle, everybody's heard how long money stays in the black community compared to, say, a white community or Asian community. Well, this is designed to keep money flowing in a circle in the community. You see? And this is one thing that we don't look at the cost of living. And most people don't even have a home budget. They don't even know what their average month-to-month budget is. And so these are things that we need to learn and things that we need to do, but it's hard to teach everybody. So the best way of doing it is having a platform that everybody can access and be able to have our own shows on that will teach these things and promote businesses and independent businesses on a network television channel that is national and doesn't cost you nothing to watch.
May I ask you, now, if you are a business owner and you would like to become a part of your television show station, how would they find your package pricing? How would they qualify to be able to get their own radio show on your station?
Well, let's talk about IM, because we don't have the radio station up now, but we will be rebuilding that again. With IMTV, the way to get on, right now we have a Facebook page of IMTV 360. That Facebook page would have a link there that takes you directly to our page. And you'll be surprised. We have low prices. We're not here to rip people off. We're trying to help people and build something that's never been built before, a network that is truly owned and operated by the people on it. You see, that is the beautiful thing about this type of network. So normally the way it will work in the film industry, for people who already know, you make a product, you try to push that product for sale to TV channels, movie theaters, et cetera, et cetera. But if they say no, you have no other option but YouTube or one of these platforms sure, they have advertisements. They're going to pay you a little bit of money. You're going to earn a little bit of money, but they're getting a lion's share of the money. They're advertising
right
on your content.
Right.
But they don't want to really pay you for that, what your content is worth. You see? So now you can earn your own, keep all your back-end advertising. Put that into your production and into your pocket to make a better product. Keep your product out. You know, a lot of stars don't have enough money to even reinvest in themselves, believe it or not. You think
right,
a lot of these stars are making millions of dollars, but they're getting, after taxes and everything hit up, that's why you see a lot of starving artists.
So I have a quick question. What are some of your stumbling blocks? Because, you know, I know you personally, and you do work on a multitude of different projects. What are the stumbling blocks that you're coming across creating all these projects and nonprofit organizations and working with a multitude of different people? What are you facing?
I think the hardest thing is disbelief, for one. Most people don't take the time to learn the things that they really need to learn to survive in life. Not just your type of business, not just what, because they don't teach you in school what you need to learn. So one of the biggest stumbling blocks I have is believability. Because basically I tell you what's happening now, but I tell you what's going to happen in the future. And now people are paying attention to me because I've always had that knack to see things that people didn't see. I'm not going to say it's psychic. I just say I pay attention to detail. And I believe in, honestly, that what you say won't happen will. So I prepare for that. And the thing is, it's just logic. You look at certain things logically, it only can go this way from here, unless something major happened. So logically, I knew we would have something coming, a pandemic or a virus, an economic shutdown, which we're getting all that. And one of the things I looked at is one of the things I said, I told people years ago when Trump got elected, they were saying, oh, we're going to have a race war. I said, no, it's not really going to be a race war, even though race is going to be a part of it. It's really going to be the people against the system. Because the system there's changes in the system that's affecting everybody. The lowest certain income level, and that income level is approximately $250,000 a year. If you make less than that, you're a slave. I want to free people. I want to free you. And I say you're a slave if you make under $250,000, because people who do taxes will understand exactly what I mean. All right. So now with the middle class slowly being destroyed and eroded, it'll be the rich and the poor. And believe me, that trickle-down theory is just a theory. It will never work, all right, because when you're at the top, you tend to disassociate yourself from people. You have to. Just like we see stars, for instance, when they start making real money, they have to separate themselves from people because it's dangerous. People say they want to be rich, they want to be famous. I've been there. You got to watch everybody. You can't trust people around your children. You got to protect yourself. So you got to move out. But that's because mainly it's really because the other people around you don't have. That's really the main cause. I mean, most crime is money based. So how do we help prevent this? It's by helping make sure you have, for one, you have a job, you have opportunities. These opportunities aren't there for you because it's a lot of money to the people who owned it. We look at television now, Viacom owns almost everything. BET too, yes, BET is now owned by Viacom. So we have really no black-owned enterprise or no enterprise of people of color on a major platform. So we have to recreate that to have a standing in the economic community, but also in our own communities. We have to do that in order to build and work together to build these type of communities where they're safe. Who's like somebody was talking about our healthy homes. I just want to jump on that real quick. I was telling them about the project, how when you drive into this neighborhood, it is not a slum. It is just like a secure neighborhood in Roseville or something like that. You have to go through a security guard. The lawns and everything in homes are maintained because the people who live there will be maintaining and making sure everything stays looking nice, clean, and the whole nine yards, and it's parked with all the residents. So it's about working together to build a type of society where we're all accepted, where it's all fair, where it's all equal. And the platform, the TV platform, to me is my communication, platform to tell people what's happening in the world that who don't have enough time. Because now, one good thing about COVID, actually the only bad thing about COVID is that people have to die. The good thing about COVID is that people had to stop. It stopped everything. So now you can pay attention. We wouldn't have these big protests as we had if it had been business as usual. So we look at God's hand, and I say God, and whoever your God is, I'm not saying that because God does, but my God is the creator of life. There can only be one, so we got the same God. So in God's plan, we don't understand that, but we look at, if you look at what's happening, Everything didn't shut down, but we shut down, slowed up enough to understand, well, first, our kids is badder than we thought they were. That little Johnny ain't that angel you really thought he was, because now you home stuck with Johnny, and now you're understanding what the teachers are going through. So that's a beautiful thing. Now parents can understand that when they get their kids back into school. We've got to see the cracks in the system and the injustice in the system, and it's not, and we wonder. You see, you think it's just about George Floyd, but there were many before George Floyd, many before him, and there's been some after George Floyd. So
and
the
you're
thing
absolutely,
is, we have people.
You're absolutely right. Mm-hmm.
Well, we have people who don't see what these signs mean. We're changing. We've never had as many people across the world marching for injustice, not for George Floyd, not for Black Lives Matter, but for injustice because they face it too. They've seen it now.
But, you know, the one thing that I absolutely love about what you're doing is you are reaching every avenue. You're able to reach out and touch every need. And if we can talk a little bit about the home, the healthy homes,
sure.
I love watching the video because you have the purified air, the purified water, everything. You've made it to where it's actual economically friendly. It's a low cost to maintain, and it helps the environment at the same time.
Yeah, the
That's
Healthy
amazing.
Homes program is a beautiful 360. Most of my programs are 360. So the Healthy Homes is about having sustainable, green, affordable, self-sustaining homes where you actually save money. And just by, even if you don't live in the home, you benefit from the home because the home helps clean the environment just by living in it. It stops polluting
now,
the environment.
Give us a little more detail on how that is happening, because it sounds just too good to be true.
Like I told you, now you see my biggest problem, okay? But trust me, all this technology is real. You can touch it today.
I see how it works. It's amazing.
Oh, that video doesn't even touch the surface. There's so much more to this home. Even the outline I had to keep short because it's so much to this home. Just one part, just the environmental aspect of this would take 3 or 4 pages of writing.
I understand.
So let's look.
But just give us a little bit.
I'm gonna give you a little taste. Okay.
Low cost
modular build. A home that is a low cost modular build, basically indestructible, bulletproof, fireproof, and because of the design, most extreme weatherproof. I wouldn't say if there was a forest fire to stay in the house because it really sucks the oxygen out. That would probably kill you, not the heat. If we build these type of homes that have, and right now we're looking at container construction to start off with because that is another environmental problem, but the containers actually fit perfectly into what we're doing because it's the type of steel that's used in the container. The steel in the container is a special type of steel that is designed to rust, have a patina or rust that actually protects the metal underneath. So the newer containers built since the mid-90s, they're made of this type of steel, and they will not rust through. It's just a microscopic thin protective. So that means that you have no decay, as in a wood structure or brick-and-mortar structure. You do have decay between combined weather, earthquakes, whatever. You never have to worry about an insect because the house is basically waterproof. It will actually float if it needed to. By building in this type of and removing all old technology, for instance, for this type of home, we don't even have to build a concrete foundation. That saves costs, thousands of dollars in costs, just the foundation alone. The modular build makes it simple to design any type of structure to make it look. We can make it look like a farmhouse, a wood cabin, or we can make it look like a castle. It doesn't matter. It's all a facade. It's really about the intention and the type of build. Shorter time on the build, which is another expense. There's a YouTube video of a house that costs $677,000. I think that's, you could search for it under there. But at the end of this video, beautiful home, custom, marble, all this other stuff. But all the supplies for the home and everything they put in it only came to $200,000. Why did the house cost $677,000?
I'm going to have to just interject just really fast because the one thing that I have to do is have a little commercial break. But I know that you've whet the appetites of some of our listeners. As soon as I make this announcement, I would like to open up and see if we have any questions, and then we'll let you finish, okay?
Sounds good.
I would like to thank all of our listeners. This is Uplifting Communities from John L. Brown, and he has given us our own radio segment, which is Build Our Businesses radio show. And we are uplifting the community by profiling those who are doing big things in the community. So I would like to just say thank you, everybody, for listening. And if there's any questions, I'd like to be able to open the floor now. Mr. John L. Brown?
Please press 1. If you guys want to join the conversation, press 1. And we're gonna let you in. We're gonna get Mr. Harris Walker started now. He's ready to start it. That's some good stuff, this brother. That's right.
Absolutely.
Okay. Well, we got a caller. Y'all want to let him in?
Let him in. Come on down.
Okay. All right.
Hey, John, Malcolm Hughes here, coming out of Atlanta, Georgia. I'd like to hear more about how you built a $600,000 house with $200,000 worth of material. Just expound on that a little bit for me, please, sir.
Okay. Well, that's one of the hidden costs that you don't look at. This particular house took about 6 months to build. That's one thing, time. Second thing is that the labor came to $477,000. That's just labor. Labor. Twice as much, more than twice as much as the materials, the cost to build a house. So if you can build a home in a shorter length of time, Like we can if we're laying, let's say if we start laying today, we should have let's say a 1,200 square foot 3-bedroom 2-bath home. It should be move in ready in 10 days, not 6 months.
10 days.
The model that you've seen, that model
yeah.
was finished. That model was finished in 3 days.
Wait, the model home
4 days,
that
I'm
I
sorry.
Saw.
The... Yeah, the model that you've seen, that's just a shelter. That's not even, I don't consider that even an apartment. That is an emergency shelter. It's nice, isn't it? It's a very beautiful shelter. Who said you get just, who said just because it's low cost, it got to be cheap? And it's got to look cheap. See, that's one of the things. See, you're, what you, when you, you I can kind of hear you, but I hear noise in the background. Say it again.
Yes, somebody has noise in the background. But my question is, how is that possible? You got me like the caller.
Well, see, that's one of the money-saving things. It's a modular bill. So we already know the cuts and everything that has to be converted and or the new bill from the ground up. Like I said, right now we're going to use containers because we need to get rid of that problem in America. So we're going to hit multiple problems just in building the home, you know. But like I was saying, the reason why is because one reason we don't have to lay a foundation. That takes 2 or 3 days to set, dry, and thousands of dollars there. We got rid of technology like the central air. We got rid of that because central air is – It's good and bad. It's old technology. For instance, if you have it takes up duct space. You got to have ducts running all through your home, so that takes out actual space that can be used for living space. And even if it's 4 inches, the duct 2 inches wide, it's running 16, 20 feet through your homes. It's got to have a space for it to run. So that's inches taken away. Also, you have a problem with ducts. Mm-hmm.
Is people actually living in these homes? Because I'm curious.
Oh, there's homes built like it, but not with all the technology. You can look up container home bills. They show you mm-hmm. different type of bills. There's a restaurant here in Sacramento it's a pizza beer place. It's made out of 7 shipping containers. It took approximately three weeks, I think, for them. But to lay the actual building took 2 days. But to finish it, they didn't bring finished parts in. We would bring them in finished. So basically, we bolt weld, and then once it's done, it's not going anywhere. So, like I said, the cost, I reduced the cost by eliminating old technology that is outdated and put in new technology. Like, for instance, like I said, we got rid of central air because of all the problems, and there's a health problem with central air that people don't realize. And it's usually that you don't change your filters right.
Yeah, well, go ahead. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. What replaces the central air and heat?
Yeah.
We use mini splits instead. Mini split, you don't have to worry about ducking. You have zone heating and cooling, so now you don't have to worry about heating or cooling the entire house to be in one room, or you got 2 people in the house, and I know we all done this. I'm cold. Oh, it's hot in here. Now you're arguing over what temperature you need to set the thermostat to, you know. So yeah, so social benefits in this too. You know, I got to keep mama happy, but another thing, like I was saying, the health benefit is people don't change their filters. Their filters correctly, and then they don't pay to get their ducts clean, which is probably even more important than changing the filters. You have molds, allergens, bacteria that live. You're creating the perfect environment for them because you want to keep your house a certain temperature. So, and as this blows through your home, you're circulating bacteria and everything else in your home. So this is why we say that the inside air quality is worse than outside air quality, plus it's shut-in air, not proper ventilating. And then you have the other issue of that you have may have an elderly person, a young person with asthma, some breathing difficulties. And if you ever notice that they have these asthma attacks more often when they're at home than outside, then you should be checking your air conditioner, your central air.
And one thing I would like to add, not to cut you off, but I just want to say Mr. Walker does a numerous different things. I mean, gosh, his resume goes on and on and on, and we'll be here for days talking about all the great things that he has done and he does do. And one thing I just kind of want to point out is he does the Cans for Kids program, which is a program to help the kids in an environment in the community, which I think is pretty cool. Then he has the Hands-on-Hand Mall. I would like him to talk a little bit about that. Well, he does a lot. Like I said, we'll be talking all day, as well as the Healthy Homes program.
I'm going to try to keep this short.
Okay.
I'm trying to answer the question
and
give a gist of it.
Yeah, he also does the vehicle donation program, the Hand in Hand Foundation and Partners event. I haven't heard anything about that. I'm not quite sure. And the Community Partners. So he does an array, and he's backed by Amazon, the 49ers, Sacramento Kings, Sam's Club, Walmart, the Dollar Tree. I mean, and the list goes on and on and on. You know, that's pretty impressive. I know we probably don't have time to talk about everything, but, you know, you've actually touched on every area that you could think of regarding the environment and making sure that the environment is healthy. How important is that to you? Because it seems like everything that you surround your business or you created your business around is catered to making sure that we all are healthy and the environment is the clean air and all these other elements that you work on. It's pretty impressive.
Well, I'll tell you the reason why. We have one planet. Do I need to explain anymore? We have one planet.
You're right.
Now, okay.
I have grandchildren that I love more than life. I want them to have a good life. I want them to be able to breathe. You know,
now,
our water is poison. Oh, go ahead.
How can our listeners get in touch with you?
You can always find us on Hand in Hand on the web, hand. Use the ampersand, hand, little squiggly, ampersand, hand, foundation, and it'll separate us from all the pretenders. Okay. You can also find me on Facebook, LinkedIn, most social networks, IG. I'm on there as Hand in Hand or Harris Walker. You may find us under the Healthy Homes Project, or you may we have certain pages devoted just to our missions, because we're not a singularity. We don't. Our main focus is environment.
How would they shop your online mall?
It's easy. You can just go to our website, HHF Hand in Hand Foundation. Click on the drop down menu, or click on the menu that says HHF Mall, and then pick your category, which is shopping, clothing, business, whatever. And the categories will be changing because I have base categories now, because it's over 200 and something stores. And all these partners, I'm helping them. See, this is what it's about. I'm helping major businesses to earn and promote. And I want to do the same for small businesses in the HHF mall. And I'm doing it for a small fee of $20 a month. I don't want no commission from you. These other stores are paying me up to 20% commission of people shopping through the store. And the whole idea of the mall is to be able this for you to save money, because it is cheaper to shop online than it is in the store, for one. For two, they give us special codes and special landing pages. So you may go through us, giving a good example. Men's Warehouse last year, a friend of mine needed some suits. I told him, hey, next time Men's Warehouse have, since he shops there, next time they have a good sale, I'll let you know. So they came up with they had a sale on Icene for 35% off everything in the store, this code, et cetera. I hit him up. He went straight to the regular Men's Warehouse link, and he said, hey, I thought you said it's 35. It says 25%. So I said, well, you know, I said, no, I'm looking at it. It's 35%. So I said, wait a minute, did you go through the mall? He said, no, I just went to Men's Warehouse. I said, go through HHF Mall. That one extra step saved them 10%. And when you're talking buying a couple of $1,000 worth of suits, it just saved $200 extra on top of what he was, on top of the 35%. But I have some discounts up to 80-something, 90%. I have some things that are free. If you like right now, if you go to babyleggings.com, your free code, there's a code there. You just put it in and you pay shipping and pick five free baby leggings as an intro offer. So all you're paying is shipping.
So if I'm hearing you correctly, okay, first of all, we're saving money because we don't have to spend our gas. We don't have to wait in the line. We can just click and go to Hand in Hand Foundations, go to the job box where it says online mall, and we can get even better discounts than if we actually go to all the stores that are listed within themselves by going
Let me put it this way. You won't pay more.
I love it.
And now you're supporting our missions and children, because the mall's money goes to all the programs. It's not once, like Cancer for Kids usually goes just to help kids, children, and things that they need, food, shelter, whatever. The mall is a variety program, and it's a beautiful program because you're donating just by buying the stuff you would buy anyway. And you're dealing with them. You're dealing with Amazon. You're not dealing with Harris. You're going through Harris Walker's Mall. You walked in Harris Walker Mall, and I got 270 businesses here for you. Pick and choose, just like a regular mall. So the mall, you can say, pays rent by commissions to be listed. And these companies, not just American companies, we have international companies. So we have companies that will handle problems like international shipping. Let's say you may order something, they don't ship to America. I have a company that will ship it to America to you for you. You see? So I tried to find innovative companies, not just the big name brands, but the innovative companies that would benefit people more than just trying to, you know, just being like you see these online stores, they just sell what they sell. I sell everything. Travel, I use it all the time. Every time people fly out, we got vacations, we got business travel. We rent our cars through the mall because it gives back to the community, to our nonprofit, but it also saves us money. Good example, I had a friend stuck in Las Vegas. I ended up finding her ticket, or she found a ticket through the mall for $69 back to California, where everything else was over $100. My phone case is another good example. I bought this phone case at Best Buy's, and I was leaving another partner restaurant walking over to Best Buy's to buy a phone case, but I wanted to see how much it was in Best Buy. I was going to buy it through the mall no matter what the price was. So when I got there, I found the case I wanted. It was $59.99, something like that. And I went on the mall through our Best Buy, and that same one, I posted this a little while ago, a couple of years ago when I bought this phone. The same exact one was $29 online through the mall. I ordered it, paid for it while I was standing there looking at the one for $59, which is the exact same one, and ordered it for pickup in that store. Walked around for about 20, 30 minutes looking at other stuff, and then said, let me check and see if they went and pulled this off the shelf already. Walked over, told them I had an online order. I showed my ID. They pulled it up in the computer, reached over, grabbed my bag, and I walked out. So I saved $30
in the store.
It didn't have to ship. I was right there. And I do that at Walmart. Stacy, she is also a supervisor at Walmart. And we buy online through the mall, through our Walmart, because they get a better discount than the employees get sometimes.
Wow.
You see?
Now that's I love that. Now, let's stop right here, if you don't mind, because we got to see if we have some people with questions. I mean, you've given us a lot of information. We have to make sure that everybody's able to glean and take it all in. Do we have any callers, Mr. John?
If you guys want to ask a question or elaborate on something, please press 1. You have to press 1, and then I'll let you in, and, you know, we can continue. That's about it. Unless Mr. Malcolm have something else that he wanted to either elaborate on or a question that he want to ask.
Well, while we're waiting, okay, go ahead.
No, as we wait, and you guys can continue.
Well, I was going to make my announcement that reminding our listeners that this is Uplifting Communities radio show owned by John L. Brown, and he's given us a wonderful platform for our segment called Build Our Businesses radio show. This is a vehicle so that we can support each other and small businesses. So with that said, let's get back to Mr. Harris Walker, because there's so much that you are sharing with us today. So now let's recap. We have our own television show. If everybody goes to the Roku, and if you go to add channel, and you have to type in M as in Mary, T as in Tom, V. So IMTV 360 and add it, you will be able to watch his television station. He has the Hand in Hand Foundation, and that's the umbrella for everything, his online shopping. You can take a look at and support the Cans for Kids, where he recycles for the communities. He has the Healthy Home. So you are just doing it all over the place. And let me just say thank you for your service. So,
thank you for being a part.
Sir, are you helping others set up online mall like yours?
That service is $20 a month. I just finished the forms for it last week, the registration form. And the reason why there's a flat fee is because we're not asking for any commissions. So when we promote the other ones, it's more like a affiliate marketing on steroids. Okay, so the thing is with this, by bringing the business, small business in, independent businesses in the same categories, as you're scrolling through, you see, say, Macy's. And let's say I have James Clothing, which is an independent. Well, it'll come right under Macy's. So somebody may say, oh, James Clothing, let me read what they have. I never heard of them. Now curiosity will make a click, and once they click, it goes to your website, your store, wherever you want it to go, wherever you want that link to go. So basically, it's real simple. It's $20 a month. I need a logo. I need a description of your service, whatever, or you want to talk about your about me or whatever, just a small description to let people know what you do, what you sell. If you want to talk about how you got started a little bit, you can do that. You know, we just try not to make them too long. We just want people to understand what you do. And then we will also be marketing you through our social networks, and when we do the mall, and, you know, if you got a special coupon or something that you have going, we'll market that too. But so everything goes back to you, either whether it's through the link, through the HS, or if somebody comes through our website, it still goes back to you. You see? So that's the thing. One of the hardest things is in running a business, which I've done all my life. And it's marketing. People don't know how to market. They don't have the time to market because it costs a lot to get a marketing professional. So how professional, we have like Blake, who is also the owner of IMTV 360. Blake, when I first met him, he was coming on the NXTV network and he was doing advertising. He's the one who created my advertising. And that service is also, you know, at a cost, a fee, of course, is available to people on the network who don't have the proper marketing or want some exciting visual marketing. So that's another thing. Like I said, HHF Mall is designed to save you money, but one of the most important things it's designed to save you is time. That's something you can't replace. So if you got to spend 4 or 5 hours shopping around, 2 or 3 hours shopping around for something, that's 2 or 3 hours you could be spending doing something else, spending with your kids, you know, spending with your family or something. You know, one of the biggest problems we have, I found with children, is I can't help the children really until I help the parents. I mean, in a 24-hour day, how much actual time does a working parent have to spend with their child? Two hours, and we wonder what's going on with our children, why they're out here doing everything and going crazy, because they have no guidance. They have no parents. We want the boys club and TV, and we'll pay to put them on Little League, you know, as not more as a babysitter than to actually see them excel in that sport or whatever. So I want to free your time, but in order to free your time, I have to reduce your cost of living and provide a way for you to earn a living where you don't have to work yourself into a grave. We don't need everybody working at one time. Look at America right now. We have over 40 million people on unemployment. That's not counting the ones retired and ones, you know, right at working age, but students or whatever. So what is that about? Out of 328 million people, we have approximately, 100,000 not working? So we don't need, and what have we lost? Nothing. Nothing, and we got too much of everything still. So we don't need everybody working. That's a fallacy. That's against God's will. We're not even supposed to be working in civilization, as they call it, which is really uncivilized to me. Everything is going against God's wishes, the way we want it, the way God intended us to live with our planet, live with each other. We're fighting this division, this all this. So there's only one way to stop it. We got to get together. We got to build something great, something that includes everybody. Because a lot of you, you know, we talk about racism, we talk about this, but they're misled. But it really boils down to evil. It's good against evil. Just cut all the nice little names for it off, and let's tell the truth. These are evil people with evil concepts that want to cause evil and division in this world for the control of power. So the only way to set ourselves free is to, the first thing, it's the economic world that they built. God didn't make money either. He gave us everything in this world.
Yeah.
He gave us domain over it, but we let another man take it from us and tell us where we can go. Oh, this is your border. You can't own a piece of God's land. You have to own it. You can't own God's land. He'll be here when you're gone. You could use it while you're here. So ownership to me, in a lot of ways, is not the true way of passing generational wealth. Let me tell you how to pass generational wealth. You build a community, you help build a community, you help invest to build that community. That community's here for how many generations? How many hundreds of years? Okay, that's how you build generational wealth. It's not about the selfishness that they taught us that, yo, I'm building, you got to build wealth for me. I need to buy this house. But how many empty houses do we have out here that are foreclosed on? You want to see a whole lot more? Wait in the next 45 days. Wait and see all the bankruptcies that are going to be filed in the next 45 days. Because guess what? You still owe that note. Whether you worked, whether coronavirus or whatever. You see, so, and then you can own a property. You can actually pay and own it clearly, and it can be taken from you. You know, I heard when you own something, you actually supposed to stop paying. But they charge you everything, all sorts of more and more taxes and all this and all that. So a real good billionaire that I know, and you know him too, you've heard, everybody's heard of him. We talked one time when I was like 14. He asked me, he said, Harris, would you rather make $10,000 a year or would you rather save $10,000 a year? And, you know, being young, of course, I'm like, I'd rather make $10,000 a year. And he said, why? I said, because I made 10 grand. He said, no, you didn't. He said, no, let's deduct your costs of making that 10 grand, materials, travel, blah, 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 everything. Now, how much did you make? 7 grand? 6 grand? Okay. So, save. He said, now, if you save 10 grand, that's 100%. Savings is 100%. Profit is whatever percentage is left. So one of the assumptions, in a lot of cases, it's better to save money than to even make extra. So that concept was input into this house, into my plans. I want to save you the cost of living, the incidental costs first, which is your power, your water, your gas. Let's get rid of that. Let's get rid of that cost first. That's thousands of dollars a year you do not see, not counting the average of 4% increase that a year that you don't even notice when they send you that bill paper statement in the mail. You just look at the bill, how much you use, get pissed off at the bill, and pay it. So why can't you have a home? We have the technology to have a home that provides you all the energy you need. We have the technology actually to provide this. These homes also make their own water. The water is 99.99% pure. You cannot find me another source on this planet of water that clean. But why aren't they using this technology that's been out around for so long? Now you see my other dilemma. In order for me to make change, I mean the old ways got to go. But it's going to die out anyway. But they wanted to die out and let them control it.
It looked like you've figured out everything except how not to pay real estate taxes, Chief.
You know what? Now that's where the nonprofit comes in.
Oh, you got me on that.
I haven't paid taxes since 2001.
Okay.
Personal or business, and I help many businesses. The Raiders, I don't know what we've averaged in helping them fill seats. You remember when the Raiders were blacking out games 2008, 2009? I came up with a program for them that stopped them from blacking out games. But it gave money. It helped nonprofits earn money instead of always coming with their hand out begging. They put them to work. And nonprofits loved it. They got checks for selling Raider tickets. And the Raiders got filled the seats, and even though they were discounted tickets. See, that was the key. And because of the nonprofits, they were able to do discounted tickets. So as of which, the community helped fill those seats. Because like I told them, you're hurting the community every time you don't broadcast a game. Money doesn't transfer. You got people who invested in greater parties and expecting a bunch of people in their sports bar and et cetera after the game, you know. But now you're blacking out the game and you're being selfish because you're still getting paid and you still sold tickets and you're gonna
right.
make and you're selling $5 water. Okay,
mm-hmm.
So understand me, you're making your money, but you're punishing the community that built you because they didn't buy enough of your tickets, really. So let me tell you how to sell your tickets and help the community too. So we put that program together. They didn't black out a game until 2012, which was the Raiders against the Browns or the Bengals, one or two. But whatever, it's two lowest teams in the NFL. And that game they blacked out. So I'm just saying that it's about
we only got
mm-hmm,
six
go ahead.
Minutes. We only got 6 minutes left on the show, okay?
Okay.
And I have to say this here, Uplifting Community Talk Show would like to thank Bob Buss, okay, for using the platform. We would like to thank Council of Elders, by Mr. Jansen Brooks. He's using the program. He's using our platform. We would like to thank Surviving Cancer with Bryn. She's using our program. And also, I'll start using the program in a couple of weeks by the Vietnam veterans. Now, you was talking about paying taxes, property taxes. Well, I don't pay property taxes. I own my own home, but I don't pay property taxes. It's because I'm 100% disabled, and I'm a Vietnam veteran. I got hurt in the war, in the Vietnam War. And so, you know, I want to thank them. I want to thank the veterans, you know, Vietnam Veterans of America. Also, I want to thank a big thank to Access Sacramento, because Uplifting Communities have a television show with Access Sacramento. Okay, right now the television is closed, and we'll be doing Zoom right now. So I wanted to tell Mr. Harris, anytime you're ready to do a Zoom so we can put your what you're doing on television, also with Access Sacramento, Sacramento County, you know, let me know, man. I'll bring you on because I like what you're doing.
I'm ready to work. I never stop working. So whenever you're ready, let's go.
Wow. Okay, I'll let Miss Erlene Gray and Miss Phyllis know, and then we can get you on, and you know, get you in the county, because I like what you're doing. I really do. I really do, especially with the children. You got that Cans for Kids. You know,
yeah, Cans for Kids. It's free recycling.
Right.
We're licensed recyclers.
Yeah, I mean, I like that. That's what I'm talking about. That's uplifting the community. You know,
yeah.
I like that.
Mr. Brown, I tell you, we need to talk. I'm going to tell you more.
Okay, we got 3 minutes left now, so I'm going to turn it over to Ms. Phyllis, the owner and founder of Bob Bus, so she can start closing this out.
Okay, well, thank you so much. I would like to just thank all of our listeners and supporters, and our special guest, Mr. Harris Walker. You've given us so much food for thought, and we can do our part, too, to uplift the communities. I would also like to take this time to say thank you to Mr. Johnny L. Brown for always being so gracious and allowing us to use this platform. And I really got to give it up for Ms. Earlene Gray, because she is the motion that makes it move. So, and thank you again to all the listeners. Please come back Monday, 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. We'll be right here.
Absolutely.
Okay, we always close out with a prayer. Okay, so I'm going to go ahead on and do the prayer. Fifth Phyllis that told me, she said, no, you're going to have to start doing the prayer. So I said, okay.
Yeah.
All right, well, here we go. Lord, thank you for everything that you have done for us. Thank you for this segment. We had a really good show today. If anybody had to travel to go and just, you know, sit at the park and call in and just get some peace for themselves while they're listening to the show, protect them going home. Protect them tomorrow, God, Lord. And protect them forever. Protect their family and y'all. And please protect us, God, from this pandemic. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And thank you.
And we'll talk with y'all later. Okay, next
I'll
Monday.
I'll see you on Monday.
All right.
Everybody be safe.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.